China may be cracking down on its fake commercial pilots, but it's another story when it comes to fake commercial endorsements in the country. People in Britain were recently shocked to learn that an image of the late and generally beloved Princess Diana had been used to sell a Chinese brand of lingerie. The company, Jealousy International, created a racy painting that included a likeness of Diana. The World's Alex Galifant reports.
It's a curious ad. Princess Diana is shown in her undies, holding a cello. A small child gazes up at her, holding some sheet music. The accompanying text reads, "Feel the romance of British royalty. Diana underwear." This might just be a teachable moment, says Hamish Pringle.
Although it's a very unfortunate incident, I think it's, in a funny sort of way, it's good that it's happened because it's an example that can be pointed at and said, people can say, this really doesn't work for us.
Pringle is a former ad exec and the author of the book Celebrity Sells. He says the unauthorized use of celebrities in commercial endorsements is a growing problem in markets such as China.
We have seen a similar sort of thing in Russia a year or so ago with Manchester United Gin featuring a lookalike of David Beckham. So it does seem to be a thing that emerging economies indulge in before the full legislative structure gets set up in these markets.
Russian or Chinese companies with global aspirations generally don't do this kind of thing. But the Diana in her underwear image might actually be pretty effective in China's domestic market, says Beijing-based media watcher Jeremy Goldkorn. Consider the commercial environment.
The explosion of printed materials, of media, of magazines, newspapers and websites has meant that there's just a lot more advertising. There are a lot more images being reproduced everywhere.
That means increasing competition for consumers' attention, and most domestic brands in China don't have strong name or logo recognition.
There's a lot of real celebrity endorsement in China. The most famous one is Jackie Chan. But Jackie Chan endorses so many products in China that you can't even remember which product he endorses.
Diana is different, special, Western. And most Chinese people aren't as sensitive about her image as people in Britain or the US.
The average person may not recognize exactly who she is. They know they've seen her face before and the name is famous. It's sort of like, probably, to be honest, what most Westerners know about Chairman Mao Zedong.
It's not as if Western companies haven't used his image countless times before. Just as Mao can stand equally for communism or for chic military headgear, so Diana can stand for tragic heroine in the UK and generalized upper-class elegance in China. Current celebrities are no more immune. Bill Clinton's image has been used to sell Chinese real estate, and Sean Connery was shocked to learn that his celebrity was building sales of a Chinese anti-impotence drug, enough to make a man choke on his martini.
That makes two of us.
Hamish Pringle says celebrities are now increasingly protective of their own brands. As a counter to unauthorized endorsements, they now make extraordinary demands for limited authorized commercial work, stuff so high-end it couldn't possibly be faked.
You could look at the example of Nicole Kidman doing the campaign for Chanel, being directed by Baz Luhrmann, the guy that filmed her in Moulin Rouge.
Or in another example, Keith Richards and Mikhail Gorbachev featured in ultra-luxe ads for Louis Vuitton, with photos by another A-lister, Annie Leibovitz. Beat that, Jealousy International. But while the lingerie company went for broke with a big name like Diana, other Chinese firms have appropriated the images of lesser celebs. Mena Suvari is most famous for bathing in rose petals in the movie American Beauty. But her image, along with that of another minor British celebrity, was recently used to sell Chinese condoms. Jeremy Goldkorn says, in this case, it's not a question of their fame.
When these advertisers want a sexy-looking Western woman to represent a product, say a condom, they go on the internet and they, you know, search for sexy photos. And those are the kind of celebrities whose photos you'd probably find most easily.
Seems there's always a hierarchy, even in unauthorized endorsements.
Yeah, it's kind of like either the A-list or the Z-list, you know, and not much in between.
Hey, that's showbiz. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant.